The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Song comes up too much. I mean, I don't mind it, but geez, you hear that every day?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
we could make some new ones.
I'm going to start mixing them up, play some old
school
stuff.
Doesn't have to be
right?
Six or seven of the same ones.
It's not. It's nobody's fault. It's just a run.
Something's broken.
Yeah,
and we can't figure out how to fix it.
That's what I thought. Yeah, so
I'll take the opportunity to play some tunes I like.
15 different things.
Yeah, let's do that. This morning, I'll start that. This morning. Play some tunes we all dig.
Yeah, we'll make it a holiday tradition.
I don't mind that song. Just I hear it every damn day. And not I just hear like 20 seconds of it every day. Rage. Rage is on stage now with a big, I think it might be a recent photo. It shows Morello behind him. It says, no Nazis. I ain't going to see him anymore.
Oh, they still show up.
You ain't
sure.
Been paying attention then.
Yeah.
If you're just having a revelation.
He's picking on Nazis. Yeah, good point. If you're picking on Rage.
30 years, man.
30 years.
30 years exactly. They've been doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No Nazis. Oh, Nazi lives don't matter. That's it. There you go. Yeah, that's
All right.
What's up, Craig?
You know, good morning.
Good morning. Ready for the holiday?
I am. I was ready. I was wanting to prepare yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
I had to specifically not reach for a beer.
Yeah, oh, I did last night.
Oh, you didn't?
To me, it was a mental Thursday, so I drank last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I'm not drinking tonight because I got a long day tomorrow. Yeah. I'm flying out tomorrow morning. So
I could say that, but that's probably a lie. I do need to do a little detox here, though.
Yeah.
That's your point.
Great time to do it around the holidays.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's what I did it last year.
Did you do that last year?
Yeah, but you got high.
Thanksgiving
to
Christmas?
I forgot about that. Yep. You have the opportunity to get high all the time. I keep forgetting about that.
Because
I think of detoxing, I think I'm not buzzed for like two straight weeks, and I ain't going to do that.
Maybe I'll knock that off, too.
Yeah, right. And you're lying there. I know you're lying.
And you have
there.
The opportunity to get high every night, too.
I don't enjoy it like everybody else does here. As much
but
as
you have the opportunity.
That's true.
Yep. I don't enjoy it like those guys do. It just puts me out.
Say that like it's a bad thing.
I don't want to be, I'd rather enjoy my buzz and just be sleeping.
Well, do what you can to build up your tolerance.
No, I don't want to do that.
Try a little harder.
Practice.
No, I don't want to do
you
that.
Really
I don't want to smoke. I can't. I'm not smoking anything.
You got to dedicate yourself.
No,
to
I don't
it.
Want anything in my lungs.
Oh,
like
my.
That. I just chew.
What? I'm looking at the, you chew.
Well, I mean, edibles if I can get them.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So, as I'm looking at.
I just chew tobacco.
Exactly.
I try to keep it safe. I just want cancer of the lip, and that's it.
Just red man.
Maybe the jaw, too. But other than that, I'm keeping it safe.
And the cheek.
Just
gum.
Red man. I do full-on jaw red man. I sit on the couch with a big lump in my cheek. My wife loves it. Give me a kiss. And a big cup where I spit in it. It's the best.
And a new spittoon for Christmas.
And it sits there on the coffee table. Big spit platoon.
Spit platoon?
That's the same thing.
That's a that sounds like somebody's name.
Yeah, Spit Platoon is a good that, that is a nickname. Old Spit Platoon. Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
So I'm looking at just starting to look at you know what today you know what today is.
Right, it should.
The different days that today is.
Right.
And let's see, it's Sardines Day.
I like sardines. I don't eat them that much.
Yeah. Do you
like
really?
Them. Yeah, I do. I can eat them.
My
yeah.
dad eats
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
They're good for you.
Yeah. I should eat them. But
full
I
of the
yeah.
yummy omega-3s, yeah. Yeah. 6, mm-hmm. and 9s.
And I'm going to bring this up again, because I'm just noticing this. But today is Drinksgiving, or Blackout Wednesday.
Oh, it's a big party night, man.
Exactly. Biggest one of the night, biggest yeah. drinking part and party nights of the year.
Yeah, it's the biggest bar night of the year. Beats, I think it even beats New Year's Eve for
the college
night.
Students.
Come home.
Yep.
Going home.
Yep.
They get home on Wednesday
and they
go out drinking and meeting their friends. They haven't seen anybody.
That's it.
That Mom's all happy to see them, and then they leave again.
It's been that way for years, man.
I was talking to a lady last night who just
Blackout
moved here.
Blackout Wednesday.
From North Carolina. Where apparently they didn't go nuts the night before Thanksgiving. And she was thinking, what the hell? Because she grew up here in small town North Carolina, or at least this one. She's in Mayberry or something. And
she
they
must be
nuts
in someplace
on.
Small, because yep. I didn't grow up in the Midwest either. It was big where I was at, too. That's nationwide.
It is.
She just doesn't drink.
All the No. Yeah. The town didn't.
The town didn't.
Drink.
Okay.
Right. The town didn't drink.
Okay, well, maybe.
It might have been a real small town.
Probably.
Yeah, and it could, like, you know, my small town, maybe there's a lot of people that just didn't go back on Thanksgiving.
That's true.
You know, that scene didn't develop because nobody came back to go home.
That's exactly right.
Nobody wants to go back to a small town that doesn't have a bar you can go to.
Oh, there's always a bar.
Before Thanksgiving.
But still, there's drinking to be done.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
No matter where you are and where you're getting back to or not going.
That could have been an educational thing, too. People weren't even going away to college.
Yeah, you're right. That could be.
There is that, too.
Because that is the reason the balls are packed.
You can't go home if you never left.
College kids come home that weekend. A lot of times, yeah. Especially the freshman kids, obviously you got to get some sort of ID, but, you know.
For a lot of years, Christy and I used to host the gala event of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd invite a bunch of people. I'd fry up a bunch of turkeys.
I don't know why you stopped that. Why'd you stop that?
I bet it was a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it was.
There's a lot of people there, a lot of preparation.
Yeah. Well,
just as you're getting into the.
For her.
Even for me.
You fried
even
a turkey.
For Todd.
You fried a talkie. This is going to be that
hilarious.
Way this morning, by the way.
Too early for
fried
that.
A turkey. It's way too early
way
for that.
Way too early
see
for
you,
that.
See you Monday live. You fried a turkey and you got high and sat out back.
No.
Your wife did all the work.
At the end there, I was frying like 7 turkeys. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and
we got so many people there. We eventually hired a bartender. Right. Then you'd have to go get all the rented heaters. Trust me, it was a lot of work.
I know it was. Yeah.
On the last couple of years, wouldn't
even on my behalf. it was quite a bit of work,
and that's when we got to put a stop to it.
Right?
Weren't there like people inviting other friends of theirs at the last couple of years, where it just kind of snowballed, and there ended up being people like, "Who are you, and why are you at my party?"
Yeah, nobody knew anybody.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. That's when we all got along too, pretty much. Imagine throwing that lump together now. Well, vaccinations suck. Well, Trump's the best. That's all it would be. Oh, no, Todd wouldn't invite those people.
No.
That's right. What am I talking about? We wouldn't be around those people. Right.
I think we had some Republicans show up.
Yeah, but that didn't matter back
in
those days.
Every once in a while.
Didn't matter back in those days. Everybody got along. Didn't matter.
I mean, actual politicians.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Senator Ben Nelson was there once, yeah.
We've got a hit on the Deadpool. Bill Verdon passed away. He's an old pirate.
Yes, he is an old pirate. Not the kind that robs. He was played for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's one of the original pirates.
Helped bring a World Series championship to Pittsburgh in 1960. Won the Gold Glove in 62.
Yes,
coached
did.
The Pirates, the Yankees, the Astros. Yes, managed the Pirates briefly in the mid-70s.
Yes, he did.
Was he not a manager?
Yes, he was. How old was he, Craig? 90?
90.
How many had him?
3 players had him, including but not limited to Ivan, ever saw a grown man naked.
Yep.
And the Limp Ditkas gets a hit with Bill Verdon.
Another name we can't say.
Yep. Bill, apparently everybody loved Bill.
Yeah. Bill's a good guy.
Did you ever meet him in An elevator?
How would I
build That's it? How you met Tomlin.
That's how I met Tomlin. I was telling the story the other day to somebody.
Verdon is.
Oh, I tell my buddy had a. My buddy lived in Carmel, California. Not Carmel. He lived in Santa Barbara for years. And I asked him, I said, I know it's not right there, Carmel, but he goes, do you ever see Clint Eastwood? He goes, I got a Clint Eastwood story. Listen to this story. He's went to Clint Eastwood's restaurant, and he's sitting there, and this is in the 80s, and he's having a beer at the bar, and a waitress drops something. So he just gets down and starts picking stuff up with the waitress, helps her out. And then they say thank you. He sits back at the bar, and the guy walks up, hey, the owner wants to buy you a beer. And he goes, yeah, right. The owner's Clint Eastwood. He goes, yeah. And he points over, and Clint Eastwood's in the corner and just says, holds his beer up to the guy. I said, I said, that is a cool story.
First, yeah, right. Clint Eastwood's the owner.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, yeah. Clint Eastwood wants to buy, but yeah, he's the owner. Yeah, yeah. Clint Eastwood's the owner, right? Yes. And he's not, yeah, he's over there, and he was with some other people, and he raised his hand to the guy with his beer. Said, because he saw that my buddy helping him out. I said, that's a cool story.
That's cool.
I mean, it's Clint Eastwood. He bought you a beer, even.
Yeah.
So he's just sitting over in the corner of the booth like the most interesting man in the world, just raising his glass.
Basically, sitting with some other people. He goes, I didn't walk over. I'm sure you're not going
to
walk
but,
over.
But it, just to have that cool, it's just that tiny little moment.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood buying you a beer.
Yeah.
And in the 80s, too, so it wasn't like some really old 90-year-old and 100-year-old guy who can buy you a beer, you know?
Oh, wasn't pissed at him for being a Hmong.
Well, he was a white guy.
Yeah, take your beer and get off my lawn.
Yeah, my buddy's a Hmong.
Bill Verdon survived by his wife of 70 years.
Oh, wow. God, he's glad to get out of that, huh?
She might be.
Of course she's still alive.
It was mutual.
70 years. 70! Yeah. They married at 19 or 20, obviously. What?
Yeah. They didn't plan on living that long.
I'd be smothered.
That's the only explanation.
Yeah. Well, you married at 20, you might live that long. 90 is possible, obviously. Yeah,
but back in that, when they in the day they got married, I don't think they probably were planning on living to 90.
Yeah. Or he wouldn't have married her, right? Good point.
Let's put this off 10, 15 years. Yeah. Let's just date.
My wife would have smothered me about the 60th year. Or the... How about the 30th? It's coming up.
How'd she make it through the 6th?
Well, I'm still young. I can fight back. I'm telling you, when I can still fight back to this day. I'm talking about, 89, 90, and she's 78. She's sitting on my face with a pillow. Yeah. A pillow. Okay. Thank God I kept it. I realized as I was saying that, I needed to add an extra word to this. But picture that, by the way, not necessarily me. What I almost said, a 90-year-old guy and a 78-year-old woman going, yeah, ladies. And we'll be grateful, Craig. No, maybe not at that point.
Well,
70
years. If it's not an actual attempt at smothering.
What do you talk about anymore?
I don't think you have to. It's all like nonverbal communication.
Just nod your head, and then she knows to give you your pills.
She knows what you're thinking.
Right. Change my diaper.
Neither of you can hear that well anyway, so what's the point of talking?
That's a good point. That's a great point.
What is Cry Macho? That's the latest.
That's the latest one. Yeah, that's on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay. Does he play a grumpy old man?
It's a cowboy.
No, it's a western.
It was on HBO.
Yeah, it's a western.
Yeah.
Okay. It's out there. Yeah. HBO Max has it.
I saw it. It was up there. I think that was one of those that came out in theaters and HBO Max the same.
The one I liked, was I didn't watch the I watched the mule one where he's a drug mule. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. And it's not that long either. Yeah, it was
that counts.
The one where he gets his threesome, isn't
his
it?
His latest trilogy, where he's doing the grumpy old man. Yeah, he gets a threesome in the
Oh, what I saw the other night was Trouble with the Curve.
And he plays, is that good?
He plays a grumpy old man.
I don't think I ever watched that one.
He's a baseball scout, and Amy Adams is in it. There's good interaction
between
them. It'll
piss off Nick because what's his face in it, right?
Yeah, Timberlake's in it.
Timberlake's in
it,
Yeah,
the MLB network plays it a lot when there's no MLB going on, and obviously it's not going on right now.
Trouble with the Hmongs was another follow-up. Yeah, Clint's... Trouble with this chair I'm yelling at. Love Clint. Politics a little nuts, but he's cool.
However, I'll say Unforgiven is probably one of the best westerns ever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, easily.
Because they always used to portray these bounty hunters as the anti-heroes.
Heart of gold.
Yeah. They're the anti-heroes.
They're bastards, man.
No, this guy was just a prick through and through, his character.
Yeah.
Which I imagine most bounty hunters or hired killers back in that day were.
Had to be.
You had to be just a heartless son of a bitch.
Yep.
Go from town to town, killing Morgan Freeman.
All right. Spoiler alert. Jesus, Todd.
Sorry, people.
And you can't say enough about Space Cowboys either. I mean, 92. That was such a great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't, Craig. It was a terrible movie. Yeah.
But other than that, he has a fine body of work. Like High Plains Drifter, that's one of those movies.
Oh, I loved Always
Drifter. I always stop on High Plains Drifter.
His Dirty Harry stuff's amazing.
But I like the spaghetti western era stuff, too.
I don't see much Dirty Harry stuff on TV.
I know. You should. I know. It's great. There's a great movie.
I just don't.
I know.
You see the old stuff, the spaghetti westerns?
I actually have seen the original Dirty Harry on some channel recently.
Okay.
Within the past couple of years.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Is it not okay to show the vigilante cop anymore?
It might not be. They might be dialing back on that. That's a good point.
Seriously.
That's probably the reason. You're right. But if you take it in context of what it is, it's a great movie. It's a fun movie.
If you show it on the right channels, your Turner Classic Movies or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Or Fox News.
Fox News.
Or that.
They run that continuously during the holidays. Right.
Fox has a weather app now. And I'm curious what the difference is between.
Well, no, I saw the story about their Fox Weather Channel. They said that we have to actually acknowledge climate change because we're actually a scientist. So they had to come out and say that. Watch our channel because we have to tell you the climate change is real here. Because I know our news network said lies about it, but we have to tell you the truth over here. It's so funny,
right? Because there's no meteorologist.
It's so funny.
A meteorologist, a scientist, a weather scientist is not going to take a job from somebody that says
lie.
Listen, you gotta lie about climate. No, we can't do that.
Good morning.
Because they discuss that a lot on Weather Channel, AccuWeather.
You would know.
I would.
Yeah.
Those are my default.
Yeah.
Although I defaulted to high school.
I default to my phone.
Championship football last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's been on for a couple days now.
That was the top level schools last night.
It was a Class A last night.
Good game, man.
And two of my boys played for one of the schools. One of my boys went to one of the schools
for about
a minute.
That's right.
And then got his GED.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw our buddy Tattoo Tony bitching about clock management. Poor clock management last night.
I saw him.
And it was.
His high school team lost. Relax, Tony.
There was about 30 seconds left, and they were at the 10-yard line, and they didn't call timeout. Yeah. They let it run down to like 12 seconds.
Gretna made a hell of a stop.
I was just thinking Gretna of Tony. Kicked,
they shut him down
our
the line.
Our buddy Tony was probably throwing stuff at the TV.
Is
that what it's like when you had a high school team that was good enough to care about? Because I didn't care that much when I was in high school.
Well, you went to a really small school, too.
Our football team sucked.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It was hard to care.
They probably said the band sucked, too.
Probably.
All right.
And we probably did.
Yeah, he's still wrapped up in that culture.
Yeah.
Like both my sons who played there, they don't care.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A note for our Deadpool players. Dick Vitale returned to the broadcast booth last night for the first time since he was diagnosed with cancer last month.
Did he do the Gonzaga game?
Yeah.
Gonzaga.
What's up with
UCLA?
What's his face? They still keep strolling out to talk to the NFL. Is he in remission?
Mortensen?
Jim Kelly?
Yeah, Jim Mor- yeah, more, yeah.
Chris Mortensen?
Yeah, Chris Mortensen. Is he in remission?
I don't know.
Because he still looks skinny and brutal in that when NFL TV. And he's never on the set anymore. Oh, he was on the set recently.
Occasionally.
Occasionally, right.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just kept the weight off.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. He didn't look that. He didn't look just thin. He looks like he still might be sick.
82-year-old Dick Vitale made it to the ball game last night. He's currently undergoing chemotherapy for lymphoma. Yeah,
Did he clip him crying before the game?
He broadcast? He actually broadcast the game? Good for him, man.
Yeah.
If you had cancer, you just stayed up. You just took off, Craig.
Yeah.
Stayed home for a month. Remember that?
Yeah.
Pussy.
They're shooting the radiation at my throat. I can't talk.
That's right. He couldn't talk. Oh, he couldn't talk.
I don't remember staying home.
Yeah. It hurts. Yeah.
That's the first time you did. You got a little break there to beat it.
Oh,
to
yeah. Well, that was.
You had to.
Yeah, I was at the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
More excuses.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital, I didn't make it. Yeah. I'll give you that.
All I'm hearing is excuses.
All right.
That part. Yeah, I'd forgotten about.
The first time you kicked cancer's ass, right?
Really, I missed some? Oh, yeah, the first time I did. Yeah. Not the second time. Only one day.
Yeah.
A teenage breaking and entering suspect is safe after he was rescued from drowning by the Boston police officers who were trying to arrest him. Boston police responded to Rose Wharf to investigate reports of a break-in on a luxury yacht. When officers approached, they say two teens were standing on the bow of the ship. That's when the officers say they heard a splash, followed immediately by calls for help.
Just somebody avoiding
the 13 had jumped into the harbor to evade arrest and then figured out he couldn't swim.
Oh, you gotta know how to swim, dude.
Had to be pulled out using a nearby rope.
Greg, what was the story? You texted us all yesterday. You saw a commercial about where the country's either swimming or drowning in debt. Which one is it?
It was a particular person.
Oh.
Oh, you know, it's for one of those debt relief companies.
Got it. So what'd they say? Swimming and drowning.
I wasn't watching, so okay. I don't know if it, you know, if the video switched or whatnot, but all I heard was we were drowning, swimming in debt.
swimming means you're still paying the bills.
Well, it also means you're not drowning.
Right.
Right. It didn't say anything about just treading water.
Yeah.
Which was it?
That's a better analogy.
Either you're drowning or swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do both.
Yeah.
Generally, you swim and then you drown.
Right.
Because if you drown, then you're probably not going to swim.
Well, sometimes you don't swim at all. Like if you don't know how to swim, you just drown.
Right.
Right.
But it doesn't really ever come in the order of drowning then swimming.
Not usually, no. Unless somebody's holding you underneath.
Drowning is generally the end.
Right.
And when is drink or drown night? After Thirsty Thursday?
Yes. Yes, it is. The Manker's going to be here a little later on. Nick will be here in a little bit. All right. It's Thanksgiving Eve. On back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.